Okay, thank you very much. This is Sylvian Herlenleiter. Welcome you all to this monthly teleconference for LAC Radio. Today we have a very important guest, Ginger Packett. We'll be talking about Type Law Foundation. And so as to start, I would like Gisela, I will give the floor to Gisela so that she tell us the attendees for this teleconference. Please, Gisela, you have the floor.
Thank you, Sylvia. Gisela here. Welcome to the LAC Radio monthly meeting on Monday, the 20th of August. On today's call, we have Sylvia Herlenleiter, Alfredo Lopez, Philippe Boland, Alberto Soto, José Luis Barzalo, Javier José Palero, Humberto Carrasco, Alfredo Lopez, Hernandez, Sergio Salinas Porto, Fatima Cambronero, Natalia Enciso, Carlos Aguirre, Antonio Medina Gomez. On the English channel, we have Carlton Samuels, Roosevelt King, Olivier Crépin-Leblon, Dev Anand Teluksing, and Evan Leibovich. Our guest speaker today is Ginger Pacque. Welcome, Ginger. And today's apologies noted from Marcello Teres and Sintra Supranam. From staff, we have Matt Estiani, Sylvia Vivanco, Heidi Ulrich, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Our interpreters today are Veronica and David. And I hope I have not left anyone off the attendance list. I would also like to remind everyone to please stay.
This is Veronica.
Oh, sorry? Yes?
Gisela, this is Veronica, the interpreter. On the Spanish channel, they are saying that, Sylvia, we need to mention Bandos Cartesine and Adrián Carvalho on the Spanish channel.
Okay.
Lovely. Gisela here. Thank you very much. We have noted Vanda and Adrienne. Also, if I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking, not only for the transcript purpose, but also to allow the interpreters to announce the person speaking on the other language channel. And also, while our guest speaker is speaking today, if you could all please mute your lines in order to avoid any interference. Thank you. Over to you, Sylvia.
Thank you, Gisela. Now I would like to officially welcome Ginger, and I will give the floor to Fatima Cambronero. Thank you, Sylvia. Can you hear me? This is Fatima Cambronero speaking today. Our guest will be Ginger Virginia Parker. I know that most of you know her. She is the director for the IG programs from DIPOL Foundation, and today she will speak about the IGF and remote participation for the next Latin American and Caribbean regional meeting to be held in Bogota. She will deliver a presentation, and then we will open the floor for the Q&A session. And please, I would like to ask the participants to mute their lines so that we can enjoy the participation and the presentation of Ginger. Ginger, thank you very much for accepting our invitation, and the floor is yours. Ginger, you have the floor. This is Sylvia Herlenleiter. We are not listening to you, Ginger. This is Sylvia Helen Leto speaking. Ginger, we are not listening to you. We cannot hear you.
On the English channel, it's Gisela. Apologies for the delay. We are just connecting Ginger. Thank you.
So this is Ginger speaking. What do you prefer? Am I speaking in English or in Spanish? I will speak in Spanish. So it's my pleasure to be here with you. Hello, so this is Ginger speaking. I will start at once before I drop again. My name is Ginger Parker. Most of you know me as Virginia, as it is stated in my passport. I am the director of the participation programs and IGPA programs for DIPLA Foundation. We have great experience in internet governance and other issues. So I participate in the governance and master. So if you need information about this, you can contact me or visit my web page. Today, I would like to speak about something that you know. While I speak, I would like to know if you have any questions. So if that is the case, please type your questions in the AC room so that we can discuss the questions later and so that we can discuss our priorities. Or please tell me the way in which you are used to carrying out this. If you want to type the questions on the Adobe. So this is just a question or a matter of adapting ourselves and trying to achieve the greatest participation possible. So we need our financial resources to be used and to avoid them from or preventing us from not participating in our meetings. I would say that it is very important for us to participate at a regional level. Even in the IGF in Baku, because in face-to-face meetings, you know, we deal with priorities and important issues. And at a regional level, we do not have the same connections and the same resources for remote participation. So I would like to know what we can do so as to assure that we are ready and that we are aware of the need to participate in any meeting, in any regional meeting, and that we discuss the ways of reaching or looking for resources and training so as to realize all this. In turn, I would like to speak about remote hubs, that is to say local meetings during the IGF in Baku this year, so that in local meetings in Argentina, as they're always held in every year in Mexico and Colombia, so that we can provide support to those local meetings, because they have same function and sometimes they have better results than the ones organized by the international forum. Just to start, is there any question or special topic that you would like me to address? I don't see any question on the AC room. I am not hearing anything as well. So, the platform you are using nowadays, as you know, in the meetings that you have some way of participation. So the most important thing would be to have a webcast with audio, or with transcript or simultaneous interpretation or simultaneous transcription so that you can read the transcription and also listen to the podcast so that you can follow the meeting. I call this remote observation, and this is something basic and useful and allows the audience to participate. Most of the meetings have exceeded this stage because we have certain level of participation, but sometimes this level of participation is not the one desired. So in these types of meetings, we must have recorded presentations and virtual presentations, but this requires a very good connection, not as it is my case today, as you may see. So in order to have a good remote participation, we need to have presenters, facilitators, and the participation of the audience, and remote participation as well. For example, in this meeting, I think that you all have the option or the possibility of participating as I am doing right now. I am presenting this topic from Venezuela, but at a global level, this is something more difficult to achieve because we have the case of people participating and they are listening to the presenters, but they are not engaged in the discussions. So in that case, we might have equality between the remote participation and the face-to-face of the participation. For interventions, the moderator should provide on an equal basis the possibility to participate for the remote participation as well as the face-to-face participation. We are not using virtual presenters, and we are allowing the written or audio intervention and also video intervention. For remote local meetings or remote hubs, we may have a already prepared intervention to have written presentations. And we have to take into account certain issues. For example, if the connectivity is not good, perhaps questions might be sent via email. So we are working out these issues. We need a backup, audio backup for the presentation, or someone in the audience acting as a backup. Now, I have some questions. How can people create a remote hub or a local meeting for the IGF? Well, that is just by creating a group from 2 to 50 people. I know that this is carried out at universities where they have a meeting and they carry out face-to-face meetings as well as remote meetings, and they can see the presentation. This is something easy to record in the case of the IGF and includes capacity building for moderators and the speakers and the organizers in Argentina. This was something very successful, for example. So I am at your disposal in case you need my help to organize one of these. Sometimes the amount of remote participants exceeds the amount of face-to-face participants. In the IGF, I think the amount is 50%. We had more than 800 virtual participants last year, again, with more than 2,000 connections. But those 2,000 participants were exactly the same. So what is the percentage of individual participants in the LAC region? Well, I don't have the exact figures, but what I can do is to give you a report. So I may give this report to Fatima for her to share that report with all of you. And I can also carry out a follow-up so as to organize a hub. I know that Cordoba already has this, but we can keep in touch so that we can have that. And we can also have a hub or a meeting within the same city, just to increase participation from the audience, for example, people, universities. So whenever you have a meeting, you can have side discussions as well. I would like to remind you that remote participation for this meeting does not only take the 4 days for the meeting. The preparation for remote participation takes a lot of time and involves a great amount of work that goes beyond these 4 days. This is a place where we present the issues, where we set the priorities, and where we discuss issues. So we do not have to underestimate this issue. Remote participation is very important. I know that I am running out of time, but I would like to remind you and ask you to help us with the workshop number 52 in Baku. And this is a remote participation principles and reality. And in this case, in this workshop, all the presenters will be virtual or remote participants. In the IGF room, all the participants will be connected remotely. So the meeting will be held remotely. I would like to see you. I would like you to connect, to participate, because while the presentations are being presented, we will be collaborating with a written document with the ideas. So the starting point would be the principles drafted in a very similar workshop last year. So we expect this year to finish with the drafting of these principles. So this is a very important priority for me. So I would like to share this with you so that we can move forward in this regard. Is there any question? Silvia, this is Antonio Medina speaking. I have a question. This is Silvia Helen Leite. Antonio, you have the floor. This is Antonio Medina for the record. Thank you very much. I would like to greet Silvia and Ginger and thank her for her intervention and thank her for the time devoted to these to share with us the work of Diplo. And I would like to express the commitment of the Colombian Internet Users Association with these issues because we are involved in this. So it's a great, it's very good news to know about the meeting that will be held in Bogota. as well as the remote or virtual meetings. So I also call the Lagrallo region to participate in these type of meetings because they are very important for the future of an open and worldwide internet. So, Ginger, thank you very much for your presentation.
This is Ginger speaking. Thank you, Antonio. I have placed a link. Well, I can't really see it. I think I have. This is the link for the information of the workshop. And this will show a connection between the IGF page. I can't really have a connection now, but I don't know if the telephone connection is still on. Yes, we hear you, this is Sylvia. Okay, Ginger again speaking. Ruth, what link are you looking for? You need to talk only in English. I would like to ask Roosevelt, what is the link that he is looking for? The link that I placed there is the link for the workshop. And to participate in the IGF workshop, you need to connect through the remote participation web page of the IGF that is placed on the same day, that is posted on the same day. The information for a remote chat, you can email me. I will provide you with my email address on the chat room. And also, you can write to the secretariat where you can address any necessary information to register the hub and receive the necessary training for you to have moderation and the necessary organization. Is there any other question that you would like to ask, or is there any question that I haven't really seen here? This is Sylvia Helen speaking. There are no questions on the chat room, but it is important that if you have a question for Ginger, that you send it directly to her or to me, and I will forward it to her because I have no more time. So thank you very much, Ginger, for everything you have told us. I am sure Lagrallo will participate and will collaborate with everything that's related to this governance program. Would you like to add anything else, Ginger? Ginger again speaking. I would like to thank all of you for the importance you're giving to this because I feel for us in Latin America, it's more important than for any other participant anywhere in the world. So I thank you very much for your work and I would like to thank you again for everything that I've been able to share with you in Costa Rica where I learned a lot. Thank you. Sylvia speaking again. Thank you. Thank you, Ginger, and we'll meet soon. Thank you very much. Goodbye. And now we will continue with the teleconference. We will go on now to item number 4, which is the situation of the elections of the ALEC member for 2013-2014. And I am now giving the floor to Mr. Jose Arce. This is Jose speaking. This is Jose for the record. Good afternoon. I would like to thank Ginger. I was a bit late to the call. I apologize, Ginger, but I have been listening to the last part. I have been able to meet Ginger in person, and we really need to take advantage of her because I'm not sure if we will have the privilege to have her again. She is a very busy person. So thank you very much, Ginger, for being in this call. This is the first thing I wanted to say. And item number 4 on the agenda, which is the situation of Mr. Umberto, you see that the agenda says 20 minutes to discuss this issue. Even though it is a very important issue, I'm not sure. I apologize for interrupting here, but I have no access to the Adobe Connect, but there are several people telling me they are raising their hands. And this is Sylvia speaking. Yes, this is Mr. Carlos Aguirre raising his hand. Carlos, would you like to say anything? This is Jose speaking again. Would you like to say something before I speak about the introduction to Umberto's issues? This is Carlos speaking. Thank you, Jose. Carlo is now silent. Jose speaking again. Carlo has gone down, apparently. This is Silvia Herring speaking. Because Marcelo Telles sent apologies, we also have 10 minutes for item 5 to item 4. Well, Marcelo couldn't really get in touch, but it's a very important issue, so I don't really have access. Well, now I do have access. Dev Anand is connecting. So I would like to ask Dev, of the 10 minutes that Marcelo had allowed for him, perhaps we can use 5 minutes to provide a summary or everything that the work group is doing, because this is a policy issue that I think we need to highlight, I mean, the region's issue. So because Marcelo cannot attend this call, Dev, I would like to ask you to do this. Thank you, Dev. I see that you say sure. We will now discuss then the Umberto issue. I would like to say that at a certain point, I sent an email to the list. There is someone who hasn't muted his phone, so I would like to ask him to please mute the telephone. Please mute your phone so that we don't have any background noise and we can hear each other. Are we okay? At a certain point then, we were very concerned about this, and Umberto was concerned because this was a concern for the region, not only a concern of my own, but many people have expressed their views on these issues, and I sent an email with a personal opinion. And this is something I want to state, because even though I am chair, I'm not going to say president, because there is a confusion there, but even though I'm a chair, as a member, I also have a right to give my opinion on a certain issue. And according to the manifestations of many of you in the list, that you yourself have quoted the regulations regulating our region, I would have no right to make any kind of decisions, but actually all of the decisions are made by La Crallo in an assembly that is a valid assembly. So even if this is so or not, this chair has the right to express in favor or against a certain situation. But I would like to say that I have taken a long time to analyze each of these situations. We have consulted, and I say this in plural, because the staff, the ICANN staff and the at-large staff has supported me on this issue, the same as Olivier Crépin-Livlon, the chair of ALAC. We have been discussing and we asked the legal staff at ICANN. I heard all of the voices that talked about this, that were mentioned in the list before my email, and I developed, according to the study that I did, a sort of an argumentation, a considerable and respectable argumentation, and I reached a conclusion. This is a personal conclusion, and I just wanted to share this with the region. I don't want to make any decision right now. This email that reached the list brought many confusions because most people thought that I had made a decision regarding this. And as you can see in the list, there was even one member of the region who called me dictator. To tell you the truth, this email was sent to the list with a goal, and the goal was a very personal goal. And I expected this to have a certain repercussion, but this is simply for all of us, all of the region, to be able to see that this that is happening along the past days, this is actually showing what is the region today. And if this is showing what the region is today, perhaps we need to rethink about this and to be able to contribute and collaborate so that this changes. Because actually, we can't really blame only the lack of clarity in the rules, the La Crallo rules, and say that these are dark rules, because this darkness in the roles could be very easily repaired by a mutual understanding of what we want to do. And if we consider that the aim of our region is to be able to discuss internet policies and to be able to bring the view of the final users, which is what we have gathered together, well, this actually shouldn't have happened. I do not want to stress this very much, but I want to make a clarification regarding some of the emails, and I can't really mention right now who was the person who sent the emails. But someone said, I was not impartial, and because I belong to the same organization that Fatima belongs, I made decisions that were not okay and they should be annulled, invalidated. So I want to state for the record that no chair and no person can be impartial. Impartiality will only exist as a concept. And I can only say that I am partial. I am multi-partial, actually. That is, as a chair, I need to attend the interests of all of the region and each of the ALSs. That is why it is important that I am not partial. I am multi-partial, and I consider all of the interests of the ALSs and all of the region as a whole. And that is why I invite you to ponder upon this impartiality issue, because if we are impartial only because we belong to an organization or to a political party, if we extrapolate this to other areas, this is something that is not taking us anywhere. Now, regarding the issue of Umberto's election, I think the argument that I have proposed in my email, where I consider Umberto is not a valid candidate, and I would like to stress specifically this, this is an argument that has taken a long time. It's a logical argument, and I expected many of your arguments to this argument would be proposed with the same analysis capacity and with the same argumentation logics. I have seen there are many arguments that have been there, or there have been many responses to my email that have been an action and reaction. That is to say, some of you perhaps answered before really analyzing or reading or rereading these emails. I would like to ask to the whole region that with the translation issues that we have had, you have seen that sometimes we send an email and you actually receive two or three and the translation is not ideal, really. And if we receive a translation and the text is not clear, then we should await the English version. That is what I did. There are people who answered and didn't really wait for the translation of my email into English, and if there is something that's confusing, or you believe there is something that's confusing in an email in each of the members of the region, I think the best thing is to consult that person so that they can clarify each of the items, either privately or publicly. Some people did actually make these private consultations, but none of them was public. And none of them devoted to the characterization that they believed I had made. And the mere reading of the email shows that the chair never made such a decision. And what's more, this chair never expressed or never showed an expression against voting. That is, if you believe, against voting, whether you believe or you do not believe that Umberto Carrasco is or is not a valid candidate. So I have a lot to say, and I don't want to exceed in my time because I know there are other issues in the agenda that are more important than these. But I don't know, Mr. Carlos Aguirre, if you are in the call, would you like to take the call again and say something? Antonio Medina would like to ask the floor. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking now. Can you hear me? Yes, we hear you, Carlos. Carlos has dropped again. Now Carlos is again. This is Carlos Aguirre speaking. Good night. Thank you, Jose. I want to take only 2 or 3 minutes. I don't really want to exceed my time. Many things have been said throughout this week in the list. And I just wanted to make a short analysis. Firstly, to talk about the lack of respect. People have expressed in a horrible manner, and this is not the way to express between colleagues or so-called colleagues in the region who are working together. It is true that this issue in particular motivates some kind of excitement, but I think we are all adults, and in a way we need to resort to rules, to regulations that are established, and not to use an easy word or a loose word or a lack of respect. This is terrible, and I invite you to reflect upon this, because this is how this is Silvia speaking, Carlos. This is Jose Arce speaking now. I think Carlos has dropped again. I don't know if the connection is good or not. This is Jose Arce speaking again. Carlton Samuels has actually raised his hand before Antonio. Antonio is asking for the floor. But actually, Jose is saying Carlton Samuels raised his hand before you asked the floor on the Adobe. And Antonio is saying that I'm not connected to the Adobe and I'm only connected through the phone.
Okay.
This
is Carlton Samuels. Can you tell the chair that Humberto Carrasco's hand was raised on Adobe before mine? So from my reading, he's next in line to speak.
Thank you, Silvia. There is an issue that I want to touch upon, aside from the lack of respect in the list. This is Humberto Carrasco speaking. There is a very strange interpretation of the bylaws. I think actually the bylaws are very clear. And I think the email sent by Jose at a certain point with a legal, an excellent legal, an exquisite legal argumentation has to do with the kind of work that we need to develop. This is the way to work, and this is the answers should have actually gone on the same direction with the same level of capacity and deepness. And finally, the last item I want to touch upon, there is a very serious situation, institutional situation, that we are experiencing. I think we're living a situation for a very long time that should not remain unchanged. I think we need to consider this very seriously. I sent an email a few days ago asking for the intervention of the ALAC, asking for the intervention of the vice chair of ICANN for Latin America, asking for the participation of that person, because we are experiencing a very difficult situation where there is an attempt to reduce a region to certain votes when those votes are actually related to organizations that have no idea of what is going on, that are very reduced organizations of what goes on in these ICANN meetings, and at the same time, they have to do with some kind of attitude adopted by the secretariat when they wanted to call to a vote when they actually do not have the right to make that call. And I think this is really serious. This needs to be considered. This needs to be analyzed. This cannot remain unchanged. And I ask, I of course respect the rules, so I ask for the respect of the bylaws, the respect for the rules, the respect for those professionals like me who know about the law, and we have been answered with easy arguments, with people, arguments of people who have no idea about the law at all, and this has been in a horrible manner, in a manner that is not the way in which you do things. So I ask that this be analyzed, and please, there is no need for this. Why do we want to impose a candidate? There are many candidates in the region. So I think we should create some kind of organization that can resolve issues without reaching an easy vote, because a vote has been called for something that actually is not easy, that requires a qualified vote, that requires a qualified analysis. That's all for that. Thank you very much. Jose Arce speaking again. Well, the list, in the list we have Umberto, Carlton, and then Antonio. So Umberto would like to ask the floor, to take the floor. This is Umberto Carrasco for the record. I'm sorry, this is Sergio speaking. After Carlton, there is Sergio Salinas to speak. So again, Umberto Carrasco speaking. I wanted to make some comments because I am affected by this. There is an issue that's still pending in relation to an email where I discussed this confusion. I want to make this clear because otherwise I was going
Turn
to respond. And I think the chair is responsible for all of the situation that has happened, and I am saying this very respectfully. And our president actually took 4 days to clarify the situation. So when the chair sent his final consideration, I responded with an email saying that I fully respect the chair's decision, and I stated some argument. So I asked, why did Mr. Chair didn't immediately correct me about what I said that day? It would have been very helpful if he had helped me on that. And I also want to say that he talks about a final consideration, and nobody is preventing him from giving a personal opinion. And he also said that he considers, and in the dictionary, the verb consider means to act in a certain way. So I actually understood that he was making a decision. At least that's what we say in the Spanish language regarding the verb consider. So I still think that he made a decision, and this is why there was a series of emails sent to the list, and I still wonder why did he take 4 days to answer? He could have answered me, and I probably would have changed my course of action. This is one issue. Now, secondly, I consider I can be a candidate and participate in this election. Nobody here is trying to impose a candidate. I am now fighting to have the possibility to be a candidate, and I think this has not given to me. This possibility has not given to me. I sent an email where I reinforced a series of arguments sent to Mr. José Ovidio Salguero. There is even the legal area of ICANN saying that I can do this, and our president, actually I'm going to state this, Mr. José Arce, in the final consideration, he talked about a residence, and I think this is incorrect because we are actually discussing the main residence. So if there is no main residence, this is not in the same context in the Latin American law. So I think there are a series of arguments justifying this, and I feel really bad. I really don't want to be involved in this. I have never had to be involved in this kind of situation. And I want to participate. I simply want to work for the rest of the people. I think we're all volunteers, and this is very valuable. And now to sum up, I want to say that I didn't want to have a lack of respect against anybody. And so thank you very much, and this is all.
This is José Arzo speaking. Thank you, Humberto, for your comment. Cotton Camels has the floor now, and then Sergio Salinas Porto. Carpon, you have the floor now.
This is Carlton Samuels. Are you hearing me?
Carlton, can you hear us?
Are you hearing me?
Yeah, we can hear you now, Carlton.
Okay. I, Carlton Samuels, for the record. There are two things that we need to take in turn. Every member of La Corallo, including the chair of La Corallo, who can speak for his ALS, has a right to make an intervention. What the chair did was to exercise that right. Every other member has the right to say they don't disagree. They don't agree with the pronunciation of the chair. And every member has a right to ask for a way to make sure the dispute is settled. That is what is happening now. All of this attempt to silence the chair is anti-democratic and is actually intended to bring La Corallo in disrepute. I have a very serious concern that we are literally seeing the end of La Corallo as we know it. And to my mind, nothing can save it unless every member begins to understand the rules that govern La Corallo. Thank you.
This is José Arce for the record. Thank you very much, Carlton, for your words. Sergio Salinas Porto, you have the floor now. This is Sergio Salinas Porto for the record. Thank you, José. Today, I sent an email. And I would like to say this in a very respectful way. Sometimes I feel tired about discussing certain issues. This is a topic that should be easily solved. We need to be prudent enough so as to stay here and reach this day without the election. I think I will agree with Carlton when he says that any member being part of the region has the right to speak. But we are not objecting the president to speak, or the chair to speak. And I said this in an email. And if that mail was not respectful enough, I apologize for that. And if I hurt someone when I send an email, I apologize for that. But, Jose, I say this in a very honest way. I think we are lacking clarity. This should have been done from your position as a chair and not as a member of the region. So I think that we can solve this this issue with an election and to define the issues as they should be solved with the vote of the organizations that are present. Today we have certain issues to be discussed, such as the qualified vote. I don't agree with the qualified voting because I don't think there are people who are better than others to vote. There are no examples in the world that can support this. And in this case, when there was in Argentina a qualified vote, the rich people only had the possibility of voting, and in the past, only men had the possibility of voting. And women, for example, were not able to vote because they said they were not qualified to vote. So this is a historical process, and it is widely said that vote should be the right of every people, and in this case, of every region. So I would like to state this formally and by email. I would like to ask the chair and the secretariat, says, and I would like to ask them to call for an election for the region to vote on the possibility of participating in the election of Mr. Humberto Carrasco as a member of the region and as next candidate to be presented in an election together with Fatima Cambronero and Devananti Laxin. And on the other hand, there are more important issues to discuss. For example, for the region now, election is important, but we have a group working on the URP issue, but we have another issue, which is the report on different aspects for the UDRP, and it is important for us to keep on working on this issue. So we cannot spend our time sending emails if we are not discussing the issues that are affecting directly to the internet users. So I asked you to carry out a survey to see what the region thinks about this issue in order to solve it, because we have taken a lot of time. And on the other hand, I request the formation of a working group so as to address this other issue, because it is important for us. So thank you very much. This is Jose Arce speaking. Thank you, Sergio. Antonio Medina, you have the floor right now. This is Antonio Medina for the record. Thank you, Jose. I am listening to the different interventions, and I was paying attention to the list and the different interventions and positions regarding the situation. Today, I would like a question to the chair, Mr. Jose Arce, to know if we can make it clear in terms of the decisions about the chair, about this specific issue. So what are the actions to follow? This is Jose Arce speaking. Alberto Soto, you have the floor. This is Alberto Soto. Good afternoon to you all. I do agree with Carlton in terms that we need to comply with the rules. If we do not understand this, well, I think we should read more in order to be able to understand. Umberto, you said you were the affected person. In fact, Lagrallo is the affected party. You are not the only person being affected by this situation. Particularly, Lagrallo is being affected for the delay caused by the situation, and this is not due to one behavior. When it comes to Sergio's words, well, I do not agree with the fact that we have a partiality on the part of our chair, but I do believe that there is a partiality of a group so as to create delay and confusion for those who want to impose something. There are people wanting to impose things, and we can also vote the two things together against the rest of the candidates, if you wish. Well, this is not the case. We cannot do that. If we must vote or we have to vote, okay, let's vote. But I do not agree with the fact that of voting the two things together. Carlo is not talking about a qualified voting or vote. Qualified vote means that the people voting should pay attention on the candidate that is going to be voted. This doesn't have to do with being rich or poor. We need to pay attention to the candidate and to see who is going to fulfill the role in the best way. No, this is not a qualified vote, as you understood. This is Jose Arce speaking. Thank you, Alberto, Natalia, and Ciso. Would you like to take the floor? Hello, this is Natalia and Ciso speaking. Can you hear me? Yes, we hear you, Natalia. This is Natalia speaking. I would like to say that I am worried about the lack of respect that we see in the list. We have had many other occasions. This is not the first occasion. So please, let's try to behave in a proper way. Secondly, I am not understanding what you are requesting to vote. Are we voting to see the rules? Well, this is something clear. Carlton explained very clearly the foundations of rules for the railo. So I am not clear on this. That is my question. This is Jose Arce speaking for the record. Natalia, I think there is a great confusion. And I would tell you what I answered on the list and those who had the opportunity to read the list. Well, I reiterate, I was never against voting in the region. My proposal is to vote, and if we agree here in this meeting, well, let's vote today. If I denied the possibility for the region to vote, well, that would be something very annoying. But some people said that I denied the possibility of this. So please look for the records and see this. I think that the thing we need to vote now is whether Umberto Carrasco is a valid candidate or not. And if there is no quorum in this meeting, and if the staff has everything ready, well, we can vote tomorrow. That was the option that region had always had. I repeat and I reiterate, my email was, or the aim of my mail was to share the development of the argument that took me a lot of time to develop. And for those people who say that I am partial, well, I would say that I am partial with each of the ALSs of the region. I am multi-partial because I need to address the interests of everybody. So it is impossible for me to be partial, in fact. I don't know if there is any other people who would like to ask or request the floor. This is Antonio Medina speaking. I would like to hold the floor. Okay, Antonio, you have the floor. Antonio Medina for the record. I insist, Jose, in requesting you to be very clear right now, because what you say is very important and it contains a great degree of responsibility. You are saying that it is very simple and that you are considering the possibility of in making an invitation to carry out an election so as to decide whether Humberto Carrasco might be a valid candidate to be an ALAC member. So I would like to request you that if this is an official position, I would like to ask you, what are your grounds for this, for making this decision? Thank you. This is Jose Arzo speaking. The only ground right now is that the region is requesting to carry out this voting, and I cannot deny it. The analysis of the rules and the answers given by the ICANN staff say that this is an issue to be dealt with in like Rallo. So I repeat once again, I never denied that possibility. So in the mail that I answered, I replied to Carlos Vera, the answer was, yes, the region will vote. But what happened is that there were many other issues that had to be addressed. And I would let you know why these issues had to be addressed. And that's why I remained silent for 4 days. Humberto Carrasco, this is the answer due to which I expected 4 or 5 days. During these 4 or 5 days of my silence, the following issues or the following things happened. Number one, this is a clear reflection of what LACRALO is. LACRALO is this. If you are participating in LACRALO, but you are not participating actively in this discussion, well, I will let you know that you are part of this. And people looking at from the outside say that if we are participating, we are part of LACRALO. And this is the image of LACRALO. The second point is this. It is important that we know each other in a different way. Because when we speak offline or when we meet in the general meetings, that's something very good. But each word that is being expressed or said, each text being written, is self-defining ourselves from a personal perspective. So what has been happening during these last 5 days is telling us what we are from the professional and personal point of view. And this allows us to know each other. And knowing each other means many things. It means finding new ways to solve the issues of the region. And please, this is not something negative that I am saying. I think that everything that has happened is very positive because taking into account what you wrote, you are defining yourself. And we can know each other, and we can, in that way, find new ways of moving or forward in the region so as to discuss ICANN policies. This is Antonio Medina, Jose, speaking once again. I have another question. I once again insist in requesting you to be more precise, because what you say right now as LACRALO chair implies great responsibility. So I would like you to tell us, not just giving us a mere description of what is going on in LACRALO, but please concentrate on expressing the reason why you are inviting us to vote and to decide whether Humberto Carrasco might be a valid candidate to be an ALAC member. I would like to know the argumentation that you are taking into account to make that decision. Thank you very much, Humberto. This is Jose Arzo speaking. I don't know if there is any other participant having the same doubt, or if there is any other person having any other question or doubt. Is there any other question regarding this issue? Well, Antonio, the regent manifests itself, and as a chair, you must hear the regent. Many voices were raised saying that Umberto did not meet their requirements being requested by our rules to be a valid candidate. Of course, I cannot disregard the voices of the regent. And many of the people said that they wanted to carry out the vote. So this is something very clear. If you pay attention to the change of email, many people requested for voting, which made no sense, and many other people were requesting a vote which was valid. So if the rules are not clear enough, and the rules might be understood in one way or in the other, well, we might need to find a way to understand the rules in one way, in a unique way. I never opposed to the voting. Carlos said his proposal, and I said if there is quorum in the call of today, we might vote. I have no problem, and we put an end to the discussion today. Or else we can carry out an electronic voting tomorrow to discuss if Umberto fulfills the requirements or not. But this is something to be decided by the region, not by me. I don't know if Fatima has her hand up. Fatima, would you like to speak? Yes, Jose. This is Fatima speaking. Can you hear me? My name is Fatima. For the record, I will be short. I remain silent up to now because since I am a candidate, I might have not the right to express my opinion, but I know that I can speak. And there are certain points that I would like to highlight. When it comes to the lack of respect observed in the list, I do agree with what was said here. This is not the lack Rallo I imagined when I voluntarily started working. We are all donating our time. We are very busy people. And we participate because we believe that we can contribute to help our communities. So this lack of respect is something that I am not used to. And I think that this is mainly due to the fact that we are not reading ourselves. So we are not reading ourselves, and therefore we are not listening to us and to each other, and we are not understanding each other. So that's why we are having this lack of respect. I'm also very concerned, and we have discussed this issue in other opportunities, and this issue is the participation of Lacrallo. It is somehow painful to see an increase in participation nowadays because we have elections. I like seeing these people participating now, but I would like them to appear when we need them to work. Because there are other opportunities in which we need them, because we need to reach consensus and we need to work. When many of us stayed supporting the RALO because we were in a crisis, there were many people who did not participate. When it comes to rule number 8 and the requirement of residence, Carton Tamils was one of the persons who held the pen, and he mentioned the spirit of rule number 8. The idea is to be able to pronounce ourselves. We are also requesting the audios of San Juan to see the spirit of this rule. And from my point of view, this requirement is very, very clear. And the way in which this word is defined. So going against this rule is or means breaking the rules. me, myself, as a lawyer, I have the responsibility and the obligation of respecting the rules and make the rules being respected. So the decision of most of us or one of us may not go against or must not go against the rules. Thank you very much. This is Jose Arce speaking. Thank you, Fatima, for your words. And just to close this issue and go to the other point of the agenda, I would like to say that perhaps if you think that this issue is important, please go back to the email, read the emails once again, and you will discover part of the essence of the people participating in our region. And from that point onwards, we can work together and participate more. If there is something failing in this region, is the lack of teamwork and the lack of coordination to work in teams. If you go back to the emails, you will see that many of them contradict themselves throughout the email list. And I would like to highlight that the emails I was expecting in reply to my email were emails with arguments answering my emails, but I saw one email from the lawyer hired by Humberto Carrasco, who was José Ovidio, and that made sense. If you read that email, you will see that it has a logical argumentation. It is a respectable reply. You can read it and you can say if you agree or not, and then share it or not. In case we do not agree, well, it is like a boat. If there is no consensus, well, this is the same case. If there is no consensus, the regent will decide. And that is what I proposed. I asked the consensus to be raised in this call, but if we cannot reach a consensus, we may start voting tomorrow. So if there is nothing else to be said about this issue, I would like to move to the other item on the agenda. Sorry, Sergio, I didn't give you the floor because you had your hand raised.
This is Sergio Salinas Porto for the record. There are two issues I want to address. The first one is very brief. I don't think Humberto has hired anyone. This has been something just to make it more fun. I read the email by Jose Ovidio saying that he asked Humberto to support him, that this doesn't really have to do with any formalities. On the other hand, the background was discussed, and I'm not really sure this was done in San Jose or in Puerto Rico. I think this was done in the Sao Paulo meeting in 2006, but I can't really remember this very clearly. I can't really say this for sure, but I can say I have been involved in this, and if I'm not wrong, I was the promoter for these things, and what I said is that if somebody wanted to hear what is the spirit of this article, where we specifically deal with the issue of the main residence, this is because I was afraid that some components of our very incipient regions, some old components, could remote control these issues from their countries and control the organizations. That's why I stated this at the time. This is some people were concerned about what was the spirit of this. But this is not the case of Humberto, and he has nothing to do with the case of Humberto. That's why I have said this to some people privately. This, when we raised this as an issue, the objective was something that has nothing to do with this specific situation that the region is undergoing. This is something completely different. perhaps our lack of experience in these issues made this to be wrongly written and to cause some kind of confusion, but I was one of the people that was in there, and the case here we have with Umberto is something completely different with the grounds that we did have to create the article. There's Jose, this Jose speaking event. Alberto Soto, you have raised your hand, so if you want to talk about this, you're going to be the last one, so we can continue with today's agenda. Alberto says, I do not want to speak. Well, says Jose, I saw that you had raised your hand. If you can please put it down. This is not me, says Alberto. There is a delay then, says Jose, on the AC room. Okay, Jose again speaking. Item number 5 on the agenda is the work group for the new GTLDs. Marcelo Teles was going to devote 10 minutes for this. He was one of the representatives in the group, but he actually sent apologies because he cannot be here today. So I was asking Dev if he could give us 5 minutes to share the status of the work that you're doing in the work group. So Dev, I thank you for sharing this with you, and Dev, you have the floor right now.
Thank you. This is Devanansi Luxing for the transcript record. Thank you, Jose. Regarding the new GTLD, GTLD program, as you may have known, the application comment period was extended from August 12th to for an additional 45 days to now September 26th, 2012. This means that comments can be submitted to the ICANN's Public Comment Forum on to the evaluation panels that are evaluating the various the GTLD applications or on objection grounds. As you may know, the at-large has a process for which we can also submit comments to the forum and also possibly the ability to file an objection to a GTLD application. So we are just to clarify, the GTLD review group would like to hear comments from the at large regarding comments that could go to either the evaluation panels and or on objection grounds that could be submitted to the ICANN public comment forum. The deadline for that, for comments to be considered by the at large and by the ALAC, would be September 11th. That because we need time to then draft the formal comment and also then post the final comment for ALAC to consider by in time for submission before September 26th. I should also mention that we did receive comments previously by comments regarding the GTLD string book, BOOK, by the applicant Amazon, and it was decided that given the comments raised by the at-large structure, specifically it raised concerns regarding the availability of second-level domains under generic top-level domains, and whether the domains under such proposed generic top-level domains should be available or open to the wider public or closed to the applicants applying for the proposed GTLD string. In this case, Amazon was applying for the book application to reserve it for itself only. And the decision by the review group was that given that those concepts are outside the scope of the application outside the scope of the application for dot book by Amazon, the review group decided not to submit a comment, but has referred it to the new GTLD working group, which is still having monthly meetings. In fact, their next meeting will be on the 27th of August next week. I think that's a, I, I'm think that's a summary of the that's a summary of it all. Thank you. That's it. I'll be happy to any questions.
This is Jose Arce speaking. We are out of time. If there is any quick question and you would like to ask it, can you please translate the question that I have on the Adobe Connect? That was Alberto Soto. This is again Jose speaking. Alberto made a question. Can you ask it, Dev? Can you answer it, Dev?
Thank you. This is Dave and Antilak Singh. Thank you. Yes, I'm reading Alberto's question. In terms of the representation of the region, we have three persons on the GTL review group, myself, and also serving as the chair, Marcelo Teles and Carlton Samuels. So those are the three persons from the region in the review group. And the review group archives are publicly available. I can post a link to it, as well as our entire workspace and so forth. So I can post the links, and you could see the comments that have been posted on the review group list as to decide how much involvement we have been giving to the group. I hope that answers the question.
This is Jose speaking. I apologize, Sergio, but we are 10 minutes ahead of time, and I have received... I'm sorry, Sergio. If you can actually put it on the Adobe Connect so that we can all read it, but we have no time, and there is the interpreters also that need to finish. I would like to thank the staff. And all of the items that are pending on the agenda, we will continue with them online and through emails. Thank you very much for having been here, and we will see you very soon. Thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you all.
Thank you all. The Adobe Connect audio will now be disconnected.